This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. We are ending this truncated week. However, when you're talking about the global cues, quite muted. All four trading sessions where we've seen a handover from the US as well as the European markets, it's been quite muted, quite negative. We've seen two major events this week with both the USA as well as the ECB going ahead and hiking rates as far as the Fed funds as well as the ECB rate is concerned, both by 25 basis points. Now, when you're talking about the overnight setup, US markets ended lower for the fourth straight session. All of the US indices ended with cuts. Post-market hours, Apple delivered its results and it's been a blowout to quarter with both revenues as well as bottom line meeting what the analysts were anticipating. European markets ended on a negative Q after the ECB delivered the 25 basis points hike. When you're talking about crude oil prices, yesterday a little bit of stability after the sharp two-day crack that the oil prices saw. Brent futures now trading closer to the $72.50 a barrel mark, while WTI futures gaining closer to the $68.50 a barrel mark. When you're talking about the Indian markets, they continue to see significant resilience, clearly outperforming the MSCI EM peers as well as some of the global markets, at least in the last 2 months. So when you're talking about the Indian markets, yesterday ended with gains to turn positive for 2023. In fact, the Nifty ended above the 18,200 level. And this is something, especially given the fact that in the last two, three trading weeks, we've seen a significant outperformance for the broader markets as well. Important cues to watch out for today. Key results. Britannia, Bharat Forge, as well as Marico will deliver their Q4 results today. Some results reactions. Hero Motor, TVS Motor, United Breweries. It'll be interesting to see how markets react to that. Asian markets are indicating a muted start after the weak handover. And when we are talking about LGX Nifty, again, indicating a soft to a muted handover or a muted start to our own markets today morning.